returning to the Middle East, returning to the crisis in Gaza, where no humanitarian aid is entering the coastal strip this morning. Israel suspended all deliveries after it sought to extend a ceasefire agreement which ran out on Saturday, but Hamas refused, saying it was time to enter the next phase of the talks process. Jonathan Fowler works with the UN's Palestinian agency UNRWA in Jordan, where four truckloads of Irish humanitarian aid for Gaza are also being held up. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Could you tell us how much aid had been getting into the Gaza Strip prior to this weekend and what type of humanitarian assistance was getting in?
Well, our agency alone, so UNRWA, the agency that I work for, we've been able during the course of the ceasefire to provide food assistance to 2 million people. That's about 90% of the population. And that helped to slightly improve the food security situation. Otherwise, we were able to get in aid such as blankets, mattresses, floor mats, clothes, cooking equipment and tarpaulins. And amid the persistence of winter weather, that's been absolutely critical, you know, tens of thousands of tents, all of the things, really the basic things that people need to survive. Obviously, the operations have remained very challenging, but the window of opportunity offered by the ceasefire must not be closed. It has to be kept open.
What impact will the blockade have and how quickly?
It's very difficult to say at this stage. I mean, we keep saying, you know, that the blockade must be lifted. International humanitarian law is completely clear about this. We, the entire international community, has to be allowed access to continue delivering life-saving aid. The nightmare scenarios, of course, I mean, we saw from the beginning of the war in Gaza right through to the beginning of the ceasefire, this sort of inexorable rise in food insecurity, hunger, you know, pockets of famine, the inability to treat injuries due to lack of medical equipment, the rise of communicable diseases, things like polio, of course, and the resounding success of the vaccination campaign to actually stem that, and the fact that we've had to do a new round. All of these things, of course, they're there in the background. They're hanging over us. The spectre of a return to massive food insecurity, you know, severe hunger. The question of how much time before this all kicks in is very difficult to say at this stage. But, of course, none of this should be happening at all.
And do you put a label on that? You say it shouldn't be happening, but would the UN go so far as to say that this amounts to a blockade by Israel of humanitarian supplies, a war crime?
I've been, as a humanitarian and as a development agency, we're not able to speak to issues of international justice. We should underscore that, of course, the International Court of Justice did issue an opinion saying that every effort must be maintained every effort must be made to maintain aid and continue aid. And that was early on in the war. And that's a fact. That's been laid down. And you know, basic humanitarian law is completely transparent and clear on this. Access has to be allowed to bring in aid to people. Afterwards, issues of international justice, that's for other entities to speak to.
We know that there are four truckloads of Irish humanitarian aid in Jordan, like so many others. Some of it is food, some of it is supplies like, you know, tents and the like. Food obviously is perishable. To what extent, if this blockade continues, will sort of food supplies be lost effectively?
That also is very difficult to say. It depends on quantities. It depends on use by dates and all kind of things. In the previous situation where we were constantly facing this problem up until the ceasefire of food being held up and not being able to get it in, we had to sort of pivot it to other operations. We have had operations in the West Bank, for example, but those are now severely constrained. So our ability to navigate this uncertainty just becomes increasingly difficult. And indeed, you know, when the generosity of governments and of the public in countries like Ireland who have come forward with humanitarian aid, and then if that aid is lost, that food aid is lost, I mean, that's a tragedy within a series of tragedies.
Jonathan Fowler, you are working with the UN's Palestinian agency UNRWA. Thank you very much for joining us.